All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Starting a new week. It's mid-May Monday. This is the 16th of May. I'm Kathy Werzer. This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. We're heading into more normal spring-like weather after last week's sultry summer temperatures. The heavy rain of last week, along with the delayed bloom of trees, grasses, and plants, has sparked flooding along the Minnesota and Mississippi rivers and the north shore of Lake Superior. Starting today, Water Street in St. Paul will be closed between Highway 13 and Plato Boulevard because of the possibility of street flooding. Officials say it'll probably be 7 to 10 days before the crest. Meanwhile, rivers along the north shore are raging. At Tittagooch State Park, a number of well-known trails are underwater. A historic footbridge at Lutzen Resort has been damaged. The St. Louis River is also out of its banks, and there are a number of St. Louis County roads that are closed because of floodwaters. Rising floodwaters are also threatening cabins along many far northern Minnesota lakes and rivers. In Cabotogama Township, that's near Voyageurs National Park, most docks are underwater now at the area's nearly 200 homes and resorts, with many buildings at risk. Township Supervisor John Stegmeyer says more volunteers are needed in the days to come, especially since the average age of volunteers sandbagging right now is 65.
I think we've filled about 8,000 bags this week. Which isn't big when you talk about the flooding on the Red River. They're talking, you know, over the course of a flood, millions of bags. Number one, we couldn't ever do that. And the people that have been coming out to beg are older, you know.
Volunteers are asked to show up to the town hall office and bring gloves and a shovel if you have one. By the way, there's more rain this week. Tuesday and then Thursday and Thursday night. The rest of the forecast coming up in a couple of minutes. In other news, the murder trial for a man accused of opening fire at an Allina health clinic in Buffalo, Minnesota, is expected to start today. Matt Sepik has more.
68-year-old Gregory Ulrich is charged with first-degree premeditated murder plus attempted murder and assault. Ulrich allegedly shot and killed 37-year-old medical assistant Lindsay Overbay and wounded four other staff members in February of 2021. Prosecutors say he also set off three pipe bombs inside the building before surrendering to police. Investigators say Ulrich was addicted to opioid painkillers and became angry after physicians refused to continue his prescriptions. In a 2018 request for a restraining order, an Allina doctor said Ulrich escalated his threats to clinic staff, allegedly stating that, quote, killing one individual wouldn't be enough. A Wright County judge last year found Ulrich competent to stand trial. If convicted of first-degree murder, he faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
By this time next week, the Minnesota legislature session will be over and campaign season will be in full swing. Candidate filing for the 2022 ballot also opens this week. Over the weekend, former state lawmaker and family doctor Scott Jensen won the Minnesota GOP nod to run against incumbent Governor Tim Walz. Scott Jensen says the focus of issues he's campaigning on may shift now that he's running in a general election. Jensen gained traction as a candidate by opposing COVID-19 restrictions and vaccine mandates. He says he'll still talk about those things, but that he'll expand to talking about other issues too.
What changes is the emphasis. I think when you're campaigning for a delegate convention win, there are certain types of issues, certain purity tests, if you will, that have to be addressed in some way or another that doesn't get you in trouble. But I think once you get the endorsement, I think you can broaden your platform.
Jensen ultimately won the party's endorsement after it became a two-man race with business executive Kendall Qualls. Sports. The Twins beat the Cleveland Guardians yesterday 3-1. They begin a series against the Athletics tonight in Oakland. And Minnesota United lost to Seattle yesterday 3-1. The Loons play the LA Galaxy on Wednesday night. All right, now that forecast today will be lovely. Sunny skies, highs will be in the 60s, a little cooler near Lake Superior. Overnight lows in the 30s in the north, mid-40s, mid-50s in the south. Chance of rain tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s, again, a little cooler near Lake Superior. Tuesday night, guess what? More rain. Wednesday, Chance for showers, pretty small at this point. Highs upper 60s, mid-70s on Wednesday. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org. We've got that news app you can download. If you have smart speakers, tell them to play NPR News. Or if you have a radio, go old school and just turn that on and listen that way. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Werzer.